You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. And I just want to kind of pick up where we've been, and we're talking about this good news of Jesus Christ and that his coming and all that he did for us ends up resulting in such benefit and blessing in our life in the here and now and in the then and there, that the right now in our life, that we're helped in this life, and we're saved, and we have a relationship with God because of what Jesus has done, and that we have a home in heaven, and that home in heaven and help in the meantime. That is all good news, and that is only, can only come from God because of his love, that he sent Jesus to die, to pay the price for our sins that separated us from God. Folks, this is the gospel. This is the good news. And it changes our life and it changes our eternity, changes our perspective. It changes our joy, changes our worry, and can turn that into peace. That's good news. And I'm so glad, I know you're glad, somebody shared the good news with you, that by accepting what Jesus has done and receiving him as your Savior, you know, that then you have that relationship with God and all that I just mentioned as the good news benefits of that. I'm so glad that somebody shared the good news with me. I'm sure you're glad somebody shared the good news with you. And this good news is worth sharing. And this good news is worth sharing right. So we're kind of talking about that. You know, it's not just that it gets shared, but how it gets shared. So let me share a couple more ideas on this. First of all, I think it's important to know that we have a commission. We've been given an order, a charge, a command. God is expecting us, those that have received the good news, to share it. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news to everyone. So you and I are to do the work, as the New Testament talks about, of an evangelist. We are to be a bringer of good news. You have a commission. Secondly, you have a style. You have a style. And you don't need to go, you can go to the store, a restaurant, grocery store, church, work. Unless you have a uniform that's required that everybody dress and look the same way, you're going to find variations and you're going to find style. And I think comfort determines style. There are as many styles as there are personalities. You know, so if I go to look for, you know, a sports coat or shoes or anything else, I mean, there's so many different styles, and comfort helps to determine that style. What I'm saying is you have a personality that God gave you. You have a temperament that's been kind of developed out of all of that, and you have a style. There are certain things that you will wear, or how you'll carry yourself or present yourself. It's your style. You're comfortable with that. There are other things that if you tried to look like that, dress like that, act like that, you just wouldn't be comfortable because it's not you. So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, Paul writes, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now I want to key in on the word workmanship there. In the New Testament Greek, it's the word poema, which means really a personal work of beauty. It's the handiwork of God. You are the handiwork of God. And so this is your natural tendency then of your temperament, your personality. You know, there's introverts and extroverts and omniverts, and you just got to be you and be you full of God. This is you at your best, you being you full of God. You have a style. And to that point, you don't have to copy somebody else. You know, you don't have to be like, talk like somebody else. If you're going to be like anybody, be like Jesus, but be you full of God. And that's going to be the most authentic and believable way that you or I could ever, you know, share this good news. Now, here's a style. It's called confrontational. Personally, I think it's probably the least common style. Historically, though, it was the most programmed or emphasized. But I just wonder how effective it is. And I want to caution you that how you present the good news, be careful that we're not too confrontational. Now don't hear me being weak about this, but let me just remind you, we're not trying to win an argument. And anger should not accompany the good news of Jesus. Anger always distorts the atmosphere. Anger always corrupts communication. So whenever there's anger there, if that's your definition of confrontational, I would be very, very careful about that. However, Peter, in the book of Acts, he said, listen to me. In essence, he said, listen to me. You need Jesus. So there's that kind of confrontation. But for you to just wander into a situation and angry and judgmental and confront, I'm going to go confront, you know, I just don't know that that is the most effective way to share this good news. In Jude chapter 1, there's only one chapter, but verse 22 and 23, it says, be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear. So I've been a chaplain with our local sheriff's office for decades. And in that time, I've had situations where I'm sitting in the car and there's a, you know, someone who's just been arrested. And, you know, they're sitting in the back of the car behind the, you know, the mesh or the glass. And, you know, I'll introduce myself, or they've seen on my shirt or whatever that I'm a chaplain. I've had people say, well, what's a chaplain? You know, they didn't even know what I was. But when they find out that I represent the Lord, I represent, you know, Christianity, there are a lot of guys that they've been raised, you know, maybe in church or, you know, grandma was a good, strong Christian, and now they're in trouble. And, you know, they realize, you know, I've not been living what I have been taught. And so there have been times that I've been confrontational with some of them, not in anger, but just letting them know, man, this is a wake-up call. This is a time to change your life. This is a time to come back to God, truly a captive audience, and to let them know, you know, you realize now this is not working for you. You've got to, you know, and to confront them. This is not working. It's not what God has for you. This is a dead end here. And this is a time to, you know, change your life and come back to God. You know, so it's a mix. You know, it's a mix of mercy mixed with fear, as Jude said. So I remember being in college where there were people on bullhorns, you know, and just yelling judgmental religious things to folks. And I just wonder, was that ever effective? I mean, did that ever move someone's heart? You know, that they're going to, you know, you're right. I'm going to give my heart to Jesus. No, here's what I would say. Be led, pay attention to, it might be in the situation and God sets it up where you have to be a little more bold and confrontive, but because sharing this with others is so relational, conversational, again, I just don't think that the anger should accompany the good news. And because, again, anger distorts and anger, you know, corrupts communication. don't let confrontational sharing, don't let that be your default. There may be, tempered by the Holy Spirit, times where you're a little more right there. Hey, I got to tell you, like Peter said, you need Jesus. Listen to me. You need Jesus. But for us to be the judge and the gospel cop, I don't think that that is our role. You think about that. You pray about that. And let me remind you, people away from God matter to God, and it should matter to you. And you and I have a commission, and we are not just to be consumers. We're to be ambassadors of this good news and to share this good news. And not only is it worth sharing, it is worth sharing right. Think about this. Pay attention, because even this week, you're going to have opportunities. I believe the Holy Spirit sets up for you to be able to share in some degree this good news of Jesus. Hey, thank you. It means the world that you would join me on this podcast. And I hope you'll join me the next time. And maybe share the good news about the podcast with somebody else. I pray you have a great week. God bless you. See you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.